Hello, Saints. Today I'm going to bring a study I did on martyrdom. I was looking into martyrdom a few days ago, and a thought popped into my mind. Are we supposed to be martyrs one time for Christ in this really romantic, kind of over-the-top dramatic style, or are we supposed to be martyrs daily for Christ? So I just want to talk about first the definition of a martyr. And if you look on Webster's Dictionary, you can read the first definition is a person who voluntarily suffers death as the penalty of witnessing to and refusing to renounce a religion. And the second definition, a person who sacrifices something of great value and especially life itself for the sake of principle, a martyr to the cause of freedom. So if a man has not died to the flesh completely in his service for Christ and is holding on to some part of the world, himself or others, how will he be prepared to endure greater afflictions such as torture or death for Christ's name? The answer to this can be summed up in simple terms. One must be a martyr spiritually before the physical ordeal is had, and one must lose his life to find it in Christ, otherwise he has no part in him. And the verses I have for that is Matthew 10:39. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Romans 8:36, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. If a man is not willing to sacrifice all that he has for the way, the truth, and the life found in Jesus Christ, then, as mentioned before, he has no part with him and retains his willful rebellion. Joshua 24:15, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hebrews 10:26-27. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. So this act of martyrdom, a dying for the religious cause of Christ, is not reserved just for the venerated saints of the Roman Catholic perversion or the heretics over the many centuries which twist the word of God to their own liking, but for all the saints of God separated for holiness, and it's absolutely necessary in the service of a holy creator. Romans 8:8. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Galatians 5:24, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. This then raises a few interesting questions. Can a man be born again by the Spirit of God, raised to new life in him, without being a martyr, dying to his old self and the world? Will the Lord's Spirit dwell with a man who's not willing to sacrifice everything he possesses, including his life, for him? Is such a man with reservations worthy of a new life? 2 Corinthians 4:10, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. John 15:13-14, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Luke 14:26-27, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. So Paul accounted all things as dung except for the knowledge of Christ, and we are to be imitators of Paul as he followed the Lord. Philippians 3:8. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. And 1 Corinthians 11:1, be ye followers, which means imitators, of me, even as I also am of Christ. Therefore, the expectancy of a Christian is sacrifice. The Lord sacrificed his only son on the stake for the forgiveness of our sins, and the question everyone must ask then is this: are you willing to be a living sacrifice for him? Are you willing to endure the afflictions of bringing his light to the lost world every single day? Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. 2 Timothy 2, verse 3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. John 15, 20. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. For such is the kingdom of God reserved, not for the coward, nor for the fearful, nor for those who love this world, but for those who store up their treasure in heaven and endure the tribulation and distresses of martyrdom for Christ daily. 1 Peter 4, 13 to 14. But rejoice insomuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you, and on their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. And finally, 1 Corinthians 2, 9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. So that was my study on martyrdom as a daily sacrifice.
Awesome, brother. Thank you so much. I think you did a great job. I appreciate that, brothers. Any thoughts, comments on what Brother Cool brought on martyrdom?
Very edifying, brother. Will you just read that section you had in the beginning about, you said, I'm not quite sure if I was following along there proper, about the Roman Catholic perversion or something. Would you just reread that section for us a bit?
Yeah, let me find that section here.
I wasn't sure if I was following along proper there.
Yeah, it says, the act of martyrdom, a dying for the religious cause of Christ, is not reserved for the venerated saints of the Roman Catholic perversion, or the heretics over the many centuries which twist the word of God to their own liking, but for all the saints of God separated for holiness, and is absolutely necessary in the service of a holy creator.
Oh yeah, now I get you, yeah, amen.
Yeah. Well, I'll wait till it's my turn, but I appreciate that part, but I'll wait till it's my turn.
I don't think so. A few verses came to mind for me. Matthew 6, 21 through 24. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You're not going to be willing to lay down your life for Christ either now or when things intensify, if you believe you have any true reward in this life.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Brother Zelos, you got anything else?
No, that was very edifying. You got to lose your life to find it, in other words.
Yeah, I wanted to say that I really appreciate what he said about the perverted Roman Catholic and any other heretics, because when the subject of martyrs come up, you know, there's all these different books, I won't even mention them, that people have written, and sometimes they'll put Bible characters in there, like, say, a Stephen, and we have the biblical, accurate account of Stephen being a martyr, but then they'll throw all these other people in there throughout history, and many of them were heretics, and I appreciate Brother Koo didn't mention any of those to give them any kind of credence. And this goes even to our current day. Now, a lot of you guys are pretty young, but, you know, you go back, I'm going to guess here, I'm aging myself, 10 years, I think it was about 10 years ago, when you had ISIS martyring a whole bunch of people, cutting their heads off. I'm sure you guys probably remember some of that, even though you were younger back then.
I remember.
Yep.
I remember.
One of the things you heard a lot of was, oh, the Christian martyrs. Oh, the Christian martyrs. Yeah, I looked into that when that was happening. And a lot of the times it was Roman Catholics that were dying for their faith, and we all know that that is not the biblical faith worth dying for, that cannot save you. And then a lot of them were what they call Coptic Christians over there in the Middle East, where there's all different flavors of Christianity. So I really appreciate that Brother Kuo focused on the paradigm between a martyr dying of physical death, and we're called to die to the world, die to flesh. We're supposed to be a martyr in another way. And he didn't give credence to a lot of those because the world, he's right. I love that part. Romanticize. You know, they love to romanticize all this stuff and make it sound, oh, so amazing, when a lot of times it's just heretics that die for the wrong cause. I mean, there's Mormons that die for the wrong cause. Not long ago, there was some guy, you brothers remember this? Some guy went to some island, which is like known as the last uncharted world people. I think it's off the coast of India. And he went and snuck on the island. It's actually illegal for anybody to go to this island where like 100 villagers live that have been cut off from mankind, modern mankind. Anyway, he was killed and dragged across the beach, and everybody was saying, oh, what a wonderful martyr he was. Yeah, I looked up that guy. He's a Word of Faith NAR type heretic that died for a false gospel and a false way. So, yeah, I love that when he talks about martyrdom. It's reserved. Biblical martyrdom is reserved for what? True biblical saints that die for the cause of Christ. Amen.
Yeah, amen. No, you've got a bunch of martyrs throughout history that died for either Roman Catholicism. A lot of the Protestants died as martyrs after they were basically executed as prisoners of war because they were fighting the Roman Catholic Church.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are held up as martyrs. No, a true martyr is the martyr who dies for Christ and for the testimony of Christ. And like Brother Kuo's study said, it happens right here, right now, throughout your day-to-day life until that final consummation of your martyrdom. Our lives are a daily dying and martyrdom to ourselves for Christ.
Amen. Yeah, and I just had one verse. Here's your martyrdom verse. Ready? Revelation. We read it all the time. Revelation 12:11. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto death. So they're living martyrs, willing to be dead, dying martyrs. Doesn't that verse cover both?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then I just had one last thought. The most amazing martyr of all, who would that be?
Jesus?
Yeah, Jesus. You know, when we think of martyrs, a lot of people don't always think about our Lord and Savior, but I know he was God, but he clearly was the greatest example of a martyr for us, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Right? He gave up his life for the cause?
Yeah. Just one thing. You know that the word martyr, biblically, you know what it means? Like the biblical word martyr. It means witness.
Yeah, we do that living and dead.
Yeah, we're a witness unto Christ. It doesn't just mean, like, martyr doesn't necessarily always just mean dead.
Right.
It means witness.
Yeah, and I think that same word can twist in or go into like testimony, witness. Yeah.
It's translated as witnesses, witness, record.
Yeah.
Martyr and martyrs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
amen.
Acts 22:20, and when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, that's the word. It means witness. We die as a witness to Christ and a testimony of what the truth is, and that we will not love our lives unto death for the truth's sake.
Yeah.
That is what a biblical martyr is, not just someone who dies.
Yeah, amen. And history says, this is only history, but history says it's one of the reasons why Rome ended up merging with Christianity was they tried to stamp out Christianity by putting them up in front of fiery stakes, drawing and quartering with horses, throwing them to the beasts, and the witness of the people that died for Christ kept playing out in the people around them, and they couldn't stamp out Christianity, so they merged paganism with it.
Yep.
Yeah. You kill one, you know, like you round up a real bold and vocal believer, And then 20 people hear about his death and they go forth and do his work. And they were like multiplying that way. Kind of like Paul saying, many men are emboldened by my bonds, my chains. He's in jail. And other men are like, hey, I should take up the cause now. Paul's in jail. And so they tried to stomp it out. So yeah, martyr, what a great witness. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Good job. Amen. Good job, Brother Cool. We will leave it right there. Thank you, brother.